My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely, now with Stand Up America. For many years, he was the Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. He was also my guest on September 11th, 2001, and giving his analysis to the horrific attacks perpetrated on this nation by al-Qaeda, which, of course, was led by Osama bin Laden, who was taken out by a team of U.S. Navy SEALs at his compound outside of Islamabad Sunday night in Pakistan. And, General, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me on again.
What was your reaction when you learned of exactly how the U.S. military took out bin Laden?
Just as a sequence of events, we got a call about 3 hours before the president's delivery, and I was told at that time that a major announcement would be forthcoming at that time, but they couldn't tell me exactly what, but they did say it was something that we've been looking for about 10 years. So immediately I said, well, that's got to be bin Laden. And, of course, then when they came out on the media with the preliminary announcements that he had been killed. And then when you look at the sequence of events after, we've been examining that at Stand Up America at our Intel Information Center. And so there's a couple questions that we had, Greg. Number one, there was the timeline and the fact that they did the DNA analysis, which from our information, you know, it takes about 3 to 5 days. And so we're looking now what the timeline it may have been, because we received a photo about 10 days ago of the picture that's going around of bin Laden dead and with the wounds. So it seems to me that maybe the timeline that he actually was taken down by the SEALs a little earlier than what we thought. The other question came up, why would they take him and how would they do it with Blackhawks out to the Vinson, and then the information that they said he was buried at sea. I don't know whether you received anything more on that today. I haven't.
That sounds like the narrative that we've heard all day long, is that he was given a proper Islamic funeral and then lowered down into the sea. When you look at the tactics used by this SEAL team, the helicopters rappelling down, 40-minute mission in there to firefight, taking out bin Laden, a couple of security guards, at least one of his sons, as well as a human shield in there, what comes to mind when he realized that apparently no Americans were injured or killed in the mission?
Well, I think it shows good planning, and Greg, you and I have talked about this before, that this is an unconventional war, and it should be fought that way with our unconventional soldiers. So in that regard, they executed well. The only questions is the policy that established in the go-ahead that was okayed by the President of the United States to go ahead and launch the attack once they found it. The other interesting information came up that they knew about this compound, I guess, for the last 2 years, and have been tracking the courier. That information had been extracted from possibly two individuals at Guantanamo Bay.
In terms of where this means now in the war on terror, does this fundamentally change the focal point of the war, or at this point does the mission go on as planned, and that bin Laden was not exactly the key day-to-day player that he was a decade ago?
Well, he certainly, within the al-Qaeda world, was the key figure. It's the top leader now, whether he was still responsible for the worldwide jihad movement and attacks against the United States, and even supporting those rebels, perhaps, that are going in the unrest areas of Libya, perhaps what's going on up in Syria, as well as the other countries there where we see the turmoil. So you have the other organizations like Hezbollah, of course, that's the surrogate proxy for Iran. So they'll continue, in my opinion, the global caliphate. That's not going to change. And they'll continue to try to attack the United States and create as much turmoil in the Middle East as they can, so that maybe perhaps the Muslim Brotherhood, in conjunction with the orders coming out of Iran, will probably, they'll continue on their march to this global caliphate. As well, the Taliban still are operating and functioning in that tribal area up there. So the question will be, what's Pakistan going to do now in the continuance of this fight? And what are we going to do about the forces that we have in Afghanistan? So there's a lot of chess playing going on, I think, in the Islamic side of things.
And just to clarify what you said there, do you think now that Hezbollah is the senior player here, or do you think whether it's Zawahiri or al-Awlaki that al-Qaeda will be able to reconstitute itself at least in large part in the coming months here?
Well, I think when you look at the chess players out there, again, you got Iran, you got Zawahiri, you've got some of the other Islamic, the radical groups out there still playing on the chessboard. They're still furthering their objective to take out Israel. So Israel's still a key player over there as to what's going to happen on the northern border of Israel up in southern Lebanon, what's going to continue to happen in the situation in Syria. So I think we have to look at it from the Middle East standpoint of that chessboard and the major players and what's going to be their next actions.
If you're advising the president, what is your number one piece of advice to him moving forward in prosecuting this war?
Iran's the key player. What are we going to do about them? Or what's the rest of the Arab countries going to do about Iran that they're very concerned about, especially the Saudis, and what's going to happen in Saudi Arabia? So I would say, for the most part, we need to stay out as much as we can out of those internal turmoils going over there. And as I told you in a previous radio show, to stay out of Libya, let them solve it there, and let some of the Arab countries, such as Saudi Arabia and even Egypt, get behind that conflict, because they're against Iran. They're against this caliphate that Iran is generating. So I think we just have to make sure we've got good intelligence. We gather that intelligence, and if there's a threat to the United States involved in any of this chess playing, then we have to take action. There's no doubt about that, because that threat goes against America and American assets.
General, we'll let you run. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely, former Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific, now with Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.